I'm Walt Lindelow with a look at what's going on in our community. Earlier today, I spoke with State Senator Tom Casperson. We talked about several items during a legislative update, including his thoughts on the DEQ's handling of the Flint water crisis and how the governor has handled it as well. But we started off with a conversation about a piece of legislation he recently introduced that is calling for a multi-member panel to oversee decisions by the Department of Environmental Quality. Here's more on that legislation with State Senator Tom Casperson.
The goal behind it is to have a little more diverse input into the rulemaking process itself, because too many times people are getting frustrated with the way what appears to be a law that they have to follow, and then we get called and they're frustrated because they don't think the thing is appropriate, and then we find out it's not a law at all, it's a rule. And so we do think there needs to be some diverse opinions put into it, because the way it's been working internally, the department kind of gets to make the call, and what's been happening in the past is the department has, in my opinion, done some legislating by rules, and that's inappropriate, and we've got to find a way to balance it. So that's what our attempt is.
According to a report in Cranes, Detroit, it says the committee would include the director of the DEQ, the director of the Department of Health and Human Services, CEO of the Michigan Economic Development Corporation, and then 11 other members appointed by the governor with approval of the Senate. Now, it seems like there's a lot of stakeholders getting involved in that. Wouldn't that possibly create more bureaucracy and slow down the process of getting some of these regulations in effect?
Yeah, you would think that, especially if you took just people internally, you know, people, department people, and that type of a in that world. But what we're trying to do is reach outside of that world. So some of those people are going to be people that would actually be regulated, and they'll be a part of the equation. So they'll have input into what's going on. And that's what I think's been missing, Walt, is those that get regulated, they don't have any input, so they can't sit down and explain to regulators, if you do this to us, here's what will happen, and here's what we'll run into if you do this. So we're trying to bring the outside in with this panel so that there's a balance of people discussing the rule instead of just department people thinking about it for themselves or through themselves to come up with something.
I know legislation goes through a lot of changes and things that it takes a while for it to get taken care of and get approved, if at all. How's the wind blowing with this one? What are you hearing from your colleagues with this plan?
Well, I think my colleagues like the idea of trying to get some balance, because as I talk to my colleagues, their offices get the same calls that I'm getting. So it's really across the state where the problem exists. And so with that, you know, with that in mind, we certainly want to get there. The debate will be really who is going to be on this panel, what groups, what entities, but what backgrounds are we going to bring on to it. So that's still open-ended and certainly looking for input on that. But I think that's the hang-up right now, would be who it's going to be. But beyond that, the concept of it, I think we've got a lot of support for it.
We're talking with State Senator Tom Casperson this morning. Tom, one of the other things is that this involves the Department of Environmental Quality, also the Department of Health and Human Services in the state. And those two agencies in particular have been under fire with the Flint water situation. I'd be curious as to what your thoughts are on the DEQ, the Department of Health and Human Services, their involvement in the Flint water crisis situation.
Well, from what I see and what I've been brought up to speed on, you had internal situations going on where people inside decided kind of but for themselves what they were going to literally do and what they were going to tell people. And when it rises to this level, this is, to me, again, another example of how this needs to be, there needs to be transparency and more openness. And it shouldn't be left up to just those internal people to make these kind of major decisions. And in fact, there wasn't a decision made, and that really became the problem. And so I think there's been a huge learning curve on this thing. And this dovetails right into what we're talking about, and there needs to be that oversight within what's going on within this department. And we can't have people that are deciding on their own what they deem to be important or not important. And that gets into even agenda-driven stuff that has been inappropriate. So I think, you know, in a bad way, and it's really terrible what's happened, the good news would be that I think there's some things being learned here that's going to improve, hopefully, the department and the way things are approached for the long haul.
State Senator Tom Casperson with us this morning. Also, we're talking with the Flint matter. There's a new Epic MRA poll out this morning that says Governor Snyder has his lowest approval ratings that he's ever had as a result of this. How do you feel Governor Snyder is handling the Flint matter?
I think that's to be expected, you know, with all the negative that's been out there about it, and it is negative. It's a tough thing. So I think that kind of information or that look at the governor might be a normal poll based on the circumstances. But I can tell you, my knowledge of working with Governor Snyder and certainly on this issue, you know, Walt, he has never tried to dodge anything. He's never tried to run from anything. In fact, we've had several briefings from him personally and literally walking us through it, saying this is what we need to do. Let's get it done, and it needs to be done right now. All I can tell you is that he's trying to do everything he can, at least from our perception, to get this right and fix things and make it better. And I haven't heard a lot of solutions. I've heard an awful lot of complaining in that it comes across almost political versus what's the solution. He's one of the only people I know of that's been really talking solutions versus criticism.
And I got to ask you, for those that are calling for him to resign, what would you tell them?
I disagree, and in fact, for that very reason, those that are asking him to resign are not offering solutions behind it. They're just simply off, you know, making the point, the political point. They want to get him and hurt him. And I simply look at what he's been saying and say, well, what about what he's saying? What about the things he's suggesting we do and all the things he's done already? Would you do it different? Or, you know, what say you? And we're not hearing that, Walt. We're just hearing the political stuff, you know, resign, and get them politically.
That's the comments of State Senator Tom Casperson. For Great Lakes Radio News, I'm Walt Lindelaw.